Episode 1304, Good is the Enemy of Great.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday, and I pray that you are ready to go after your week. Good is the enemy of great. Where do you settle? Good versus great. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, what you want out of life matters. It matters not only to yourself, but it matters to God. However, would you settle for anything less? Good is the enemy of great. Settling into our comfort zones is staying within the safe boundaries. You feel on top of the world, yet not 100% convinced that you're content. You long for something more than what you have, a dream yearning so loudly within your heart. You wake up with the beat of change, only to fall fast asleep to being beaten by the day. You are creative and desire to impact the world you touch, but what's getting in the way? Maybe it's circumstances out of your control, finances, time management, health, relationships. What is it for you? All of this stuff is what seasons in life. When you're looking at circumstances, you could think of season of the family. If you have children, it's hard to give them back. You can't like stuff them back in the womb. I've had that discussion with my husband a few times. If we could only give them back, where is that extended warranty plan? They don't come with one. Circumstances out of your control, but you still have to take care of them. You are still responsible. It could be the season of the family. Maybe it's finances. It's a season of bills. We have two in college. The third one is about to start, and we've got a fourth one just a blink and a half away. Call me crazy, but that just means like, okay, dollar signs I don't even want to talk about. But it's a season of bills, and we can always get ourselves trapped in that. Somebody always is going to want our money. Maybe for you, it's time management. Season of transition. For me, coming off the move, it was chaotic. For about a year plus, and I just really now feel like I'm getting my feet really firmly planted again. I feel like I've been kind of floating in midair, having a few out-of-body experiences, but you still have to go about your day-to-day. You're in a season of transition. Maybe it's your health for you. You're in a season of healing. You got a diagnosis from your doctor. Maybe it's nothing to do with you, but someone related to you. Life changes when you're in the season of healing. Your focus changes. And then if you've got relationships on the rocks, season of discomfort, season of pain. You don't know really where you stand. And it's kind of one of those things where you're just kind of watching and walking and not sure who you're going to disrupt next. You see, there will always be seasons. What you have to do is work within the seasons to still take steps towards where you want to go. But the catch is this. We tend to snuggle up with discomfort and uneasiness just to get by with the, okay, it's good enough. Good is the enemy of great. We settle in too close to good, and our good becomes what? Great. We don't even know that greatness exists. I watch our children growing up, not just our children. I mean, like the global people that I watch, whether I'm out and about, when we were on vacation, I was children watching, just watching people interact. And I would watch the younger generation and how they're different from some of the older, but still their children generations. And I'm sitting here going, scratching my head, going, what are we doing? Our expectations have changed. A lot of us have kind of stepped it down a two or three or four notches to, oh, okay, is good enough, and we're ready to settle there. Regardless of where you are in your life's journey, you are either moving forward or moving backwards. You are not stagnant. That means you're what? You're dead. And it's Monday, and we don't want to have a dreadful, deadful Monday. So we're just going to go forward or we're going to go backwards. There is no, I'm just here, because you're not just here. Your actions and mindset declare the outcome. Did you hear that? Your actions and mindset, put them together, declare the outcome, good versus great. How are you leading your life now? Are you stuck in good? Okay, if you're immediately contemplating and trying to come up with excuses, you're stuck in good. If you're like, oh, no, I've got this. I'm always going for something. I may not be able to get it right all the time, but that's where I'm headed. You're reaching for the greatness. You're headed in that direction. You may fall a few stories down, but you get back up and you keep trying. Now, is there a good or bad, a right or wrong? No. This is just recognizing where you are in your life. This is not to put you down. This is not to put you in a certain category. This is for you to recognize and acknowledge where you are in your life's journey. Good versus great. So if you're wanting something more in life and you're like, I've got that, I don't know what, I don't know how to explain it. It's just there. It won't go away. It doesn't matter if I'm on my first kid or now I'm on my third kid. I've got two in elementary school, one, I've got to take her to, and you start, okay, stop for a moment there. Just stop. You want to know what the next step is. You got to change your response in the season. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Change your response in the season. It's all about E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. And you can change the word event and change it to season. Season or event plus response equals outcome. If you are okay with good, then you just keep doing what you're doing. No change is needed. In fact, you can just turn off this episode right now. There's no reason to keep listening to me. But if you have a dream that won't fade, you know in your heart this is what you were created for, then you have to change your response in the season. So what does that look like? Well, number one, you have to change your language to change the mindset. You have to use language that is continually what? Moving you forward. It's progression. Now, you might be saying, I don't get it. What do you mean progression? It doesn't make sense to me. Okay, so let's go to something we all love to do. We all love to work out, right? You are just a fanatic when it comes to working out. Sign me up. Most of us know we're not. And what do we say? I have to go to the gym. I have to go running. I have to. You have to. No, you get to. Man, from going to a four-letter word to a three-letter word, it changes the mindset and how you interpret and what? Your feelings, your emotions that come from saying that. I sometimes say it still to this day. I have to go work out. Tag nabbit, I have to go do my strength training. I have to get on the elliptical. I have to go swimming. No, I don't have to. I get to. I should be excited. Now, you may not be thrilled, and that's okay. Be realistic, though. You don't want to lie to yourself. So don't say, I'm so thrilled to go work out today. If you're like, I'm so not there, then don't say that. But you can say, I get to go work out. I feel good enough today. I feel great enough today to go and work out, even if it's for 10 minutes, because that's all I have in my schedule. Because when you sit down at night and you put your head on the pillow, the day hasn't beaten you up. You've beaten the day. Yes. Change your language. Change the mindset. Number two, honor where you are in your life. Now, I know it's hard to say, okay, so you're telling me that I'm in this season of life and I'm not supposed to stay there, but you're telling me to honor it. It doesn't make sense. It does make sense. You need to recognize the season you're in, but not letting the season define you. You see, we forget that big, huge B-U-T at the end there. Most of the time, we're stuck in our seasons. We let our seasons define us. If I let my seasons define everything I did up until this moment in time, I wouldn't be where I am today. In fact, I might be 325 pounds. I might be, well, just kind of doing what I thought God wanted me to do. I probably would be divorced. I probably would be, I don't know, working somewhere in the corporate world just to get by. I don't know where I would be living. I might have, I don't know, a 3-bedroom place where all of our, you know, our kids jointly, but they're all squished in my house. I'd probably be sharing custody. Doesn't sound like a really great life, does it? But you see, I didn't let my seasons through my life's journey define me. No, I honored my seasons that I was in. But then I chose to continually what? Move forward. And when you honor your seasons in life, you can then ask for help. And that's what I did. When I was stuck in some of those seasons that really, well, I didn't want to be in some seasons of those kinds. I was just like, run away, run away. Why are you even here? I don't want to deal with you. But sometimes you have to. But it also gives you the opportunity to ask for help. It gives you permission as a person who's living it out, permission to ask for help. Because how many times have you really gone and asked for help? That's what I thought. Not too many times. Maybe you're sitting there right now needing to ask for help. And you've been thinking about it. Don't think any longer. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free complimentary coaching call for you. But you have to be willing to take that first step. You need to honor yourself and honor the season that you're in and the life's journey that you're walking right now. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Now, right now, we've got number one, change your language, change the mindset. Number two, honor where you are in life so you can ask for help. And finally, number three, do the little things. One step at a time leads to miles of what? Greatness. Do you hear me ever saying, oh, one step at a time leads to miles of good? That doesn't sound great at all, does it? No, in fact, it falls what? Flat. Have you ever read a sentence in a book that just is like, why did the author even put that sentence there? It didn't hook me. It did nothing for the storyline, nothing. Maybe you've read even a Bible passage or two and you're like, why would the author to this book in the Bible write that? I don't get it. Maybe 20 years from now, you're like, oh, now I get it. It's one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Do the little things. What can you give up to gain momentum? It's all about what? Moving forward. So if you're one who's saying, I really, Christiane, want to start a business, I have wanted that, and that has been within me for I don't know how long, but I've got four little ones, and two of them are still at home, two are in school now. In fact, we're about ready to get back into school, and all I know is that I don't have the time right now to do everything I need to do, but I know I need to be doing something, but I don't think I can really do anything because I'm also strapped for money. Well, let me give you an idea. Do you ever go out with your girlfriends? Do you ever go out and grab something on the way home after dropping off a child or two at an activity or an event or dropping them off at school? Maybe you go to your favorite coffee shop. Not even two drinks can buy you your .com. You want a business, right? Why not take a little step? Buy your .com. Whatever your business name is going to be, buy your .com. That's one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's your first step. And you're like, but I can't do anything with it. You just did. You bought it, which means what? You now own it. On average, I would say you can buy a .com for $11.99. That's a good kind of average price from a reputable source, okay? GoDaddy, for example. No, they're not a sponsor here on Create Your Now, but that's a pretty average price on GoDaddy.com. If you're one who says, but I really want to feel like I'm doing more than just buying my .com. Well, have you bought it yet? Well, if you haven't, then guess what? That means that there's opportunity for someone else to go buy it, right? And how about this? Let me just throw this in for just extra bonus. Maybe you already bought your .com, or you're going to buy it and you're like, but I want more. I want to do something more. Maybe you thought about starting your own group. You know, you can start groups on Facebook. You can have private groups on Instagram. You know, that doesn't cost any money. And you can add your friends in there, maybe certain family members that you want in there. And you can begin to build what? A tribe, a community, a home for whatever you're wanting to do. So when the time comes, whether it's a book, whether it's your brick and mortar store, whether it's your dog walking business, no matter what it is, you already have a community that's standing behind you. Do the little things. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Remember, good is the enemy of great. You do not need to settle for good enough anymore. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God never said he wanted good. He wants you to bring your best selfie always, always, no matter the circumstances. God never settles for good. God is great. Walk in his greatness, the greatness that he's creating for you today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.